morning. It is 8 a.m. on Wednesday, April 8th, and you're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Kingston, Ontario. I'm CFRC's broadcast journalist, Christina Laurie, and this is your morning news brief. Starting with traffic this morning, ongoing expect delays on Bath Road from Sir John A. Macdonald Boulevard to Portsmouth Avenue, where crews are installing intersection pedestrian signals at Bath Road and Lafleur Park, Concession Street at Kings Court Avenue, and Stephen Street at Patrick Street. Drivers should also expect delays on King Street West from Country Club Drive to Front Road, where traffic is reduced to one lane in each direction for work by Utilities Kingston. Watch for lane shifts and reduced speeds. Weekdays from 8:40 to 9:20 a.m. and again from 3:20 to 3:50 p.m. until June 26th. Cranbrook Street from Days Road to Lakeview Avenue is closed for the School Streets program, restricting access during school drop-off and pickup times. Wright Crescent from Palace Road to Kingsland Crescent remains closed for roadway repairs, pedestrian safety upgrades, and traffic calming improvements. Long-term closures remain in place on Aberdeen Street from Johnson to William and on Berry Street at Queen, both closed for construction activity. Now a look at the weather for today. It's a cold but sunny start to the day with winds up to 15 kilometers per hour. The high is 7 degrees. With wind chill, it's going to feel more like minus 12 this morning. And we have a UV index of 5 or moderate. Tonight will be clear with a low of plus 1. This has been your quick 8 a.m. news brief on CFRC 101.9 FM. Be sure to stay tuned for Indie Wake Up Call with Jeff the Nerd and Simone the Moan coming up next.
When it comes to Kingston real estate, local experience matters. Kim Purcell is an award-winning realtor born and raised in Kingston with over a decade of experience and 100 five-star reviews. If you want honest advice and results you can trust, choose Kim. Visit kimpurcell.ca today for more information.
I think you should do a new ad, one that's fresh and original.
I know, I'll do a rap. Boom, cha-cha-boom, cha-cha-boom, cha-boom. I'm Mr. Plow, and I'm here to say I'm the plow in this guy in the USA. I got a big plow, and I'll move a lot of things.
Stop.
Like your cow if
Please.
You have one.
Stop it right now. Promise you'll never do that again.
I'm sleeping. And if the sun don't want to shine, then I'm not begging. We won't ask for forgiveness.
From the Bug Club, right here on CFRC. How y'all doing today? My name's Jeff the Nerd.
Yeah. And Vinny's back.
The big winner, Vinny the Thrill in the house.
The Vinner.
How are you doing, Vinner?
I'm great. It's a beautifully cold winter morning.
Yeah, it is.
Right?
I woke up 2 months ago, I guess.
That's why we played. Miserable, but it's beautiful at the same time.
I mean, it's crispy out. That's why we played the Mr. Plow clip right off the top. I saw a fox today running around campus here.
And what did it say?
It said, get out of my face. It was huge, though. It was like the size of a small dog.
That's called a dog.
No, the size of a medium dog.
Okay.
Medium dog-sized fox out there, everybody.
All right, watch yourselves.
It's very exciting.
The foxes of Kingston are out.
That's right. It's going to be a very exciting show today. We've got a lot of new music.
Do we got any foxy tunes?
We got tons of foxy tunes, yeah.
What do we got today?
Today
any
we're going to hear...
specifically foxy artists?
I mean, we got new stuff from Jack White. We've got new stuff from Born at Midnight. We've got new stuff by a band called Squeeze. That's pretty foxy.
That's a foxy name.
It's gonna be a rock-heavy show all today. Right. It's a lot of, like, 70s-style power pop, garage.
Perfect.
Some punk.
Let's do it.
Yeah, it's going to be
good. We're going to grow mohawks.
Also on the program today, we're going to talk about food from our amazing sponsors at Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Where's... Hello?
Hello.
There's Where'd Simone go?
Simone.
She's usually here.
Oh, my goodness. She is usually here. The captain's seat is empty. What disparaging remarks do we have before she gets into it today? I hate how perfect she is.
Yeah, nice, perfectly nice... face.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice looking face person.
Simone should be in a little bit later so that we can,
take a break.
Yeah.
So we can kick our feet up and chew double bubble gum.
That's right. And let her do all the legwork.
That's right.
Finally. We're also going to talk nerd news. We've got some celebrity birthdays. It's another babe day today. Get to celebrate some birthday babes.
Birthday babes.
Birthday babes. Other than that, it's just going to be
sports. We have baseball's in full swing.
Oh!
Masters week is in. Another full swinging week. The hockey playoffs are almost around the corner.
They're coming at us.
And the OHL playoffs are well underway, and I think we're a couple rounds in now. So lots of things going on in the world.
Lots to talk about on Indie Wake Up Wednesday.
But all positive things here.
Very positive. You know what else is positive? Jack White.
All right.
Yeah, there's a new stuff called Derecho Demonico.
We're working on those phonetics.
Demonico. My name's the nerd.
Is it?
Let's do it.
It's Vinny. Let's go. Looks like you started
Hey, it's Emily Steele, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
This is Mole Man in the Morning. Good Mole Man to you. Today, part four of our series of the agonizing pain in which I live every day.
Haven't you the knowledge I love you? Haven't you the knowledge I care? Haven't you the knowledge that I have a heart up here in my mind somewhere? Make me sure, 'cause I don't know about you. Love is a golden treasure, something from out of the blue. No one knows anymore how much I really love you. Treasure, something from out of the blue.
really love you. I don't know. I don't know about you. Now won't you make me sure? 'Cause I don't know about you. Now won't you make me sure? 'Cause I don't know about you.
This is Dotes from the Jerry Cans. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 out of Kingston, Ontario.
I don't feel that I have to prove anything to anyone else.
The nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
Hey!
Hey!
Vinny's here.
How's it going?
I was in the washroom.
That's fine. How's it going, Vinny?
I ran. I almost fell. It was awful.
Nice. Sweet. Excellent. Welcome back to CFRC, the place to be since 1922. We had brand new stuff from Smash with Born at Midnight. Before then, we had a classic from Lloyd Nelson with I Don't Know About You. Just don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. Before Lloyd, we had Mad Folk, their brand new punk track, Stick Around. And we had some new Jack White with Derecho DeMonaco.
Derecho DeMonaco.
Not bad. Monaco. I don't care what it's called, as long as that man shreds.
So I was never a big White Stripes fan. Like, yeah. I don't care. They were talented, sure. But I kind of fell out of the Jack White stuff. I mean, like, I knew that he was making music, but, like, how did he get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Because he just kept going, just kept making it, kept producing. He's got his record company, Third Man Records, that promotes a lot of cool up-and-coming bands. But
cool.
I think just being around, I mean, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, what is it, like, it has to be 25 years since your first album, and then you're eligible? And then, I don't know how the people vote on it, if it's just fans, because I remember I was thinking about Salt-N-Pepa this morning and how they got inducted last year. And I was like, that's awesome.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting. I just, like, he seems to be at the forefront of a lot over the past couple of years.
He's just giving her. He was on SNL this past Saturday, and I missed it. And I don't know why it's not showing up on my VOD, on my cable.
Nobody wants to know.
No one wants me to see it, I guess. Another reason for me to cut the cord, finally. But anyways, this time of morning, I'd like to talk about what's going on in our lives. Simone, you breezed in.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. Yeah.
How was your weekend?
Good. Yeah. Had a good time with the family.
You were up in Capital City.
O-Town.
Yeah. What's going on in Ottawa these days?
Oh, it's snowy weather. Yeah. Arctic.
It was Easter. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's right.
I forgot about that thing.
Do you guys get any cheap candy after the holiday? You go to the supermarket, get some cheap eggs?
No.
You don't do that?
No.
That's the best time. You get the cheap mini eggs.
You know who's...
That's a good idea.
I've always found like places like Loblaws. They always have good like post-holiday cheap candy.
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
You never know.
Got to get in there.
No, I mean, we saw quite the wide range of weather over the past few days. So, I mean, like, I think there was one point I was, you know, contemplating zipping off the bottom half of my pants.
Yeah. And then
the next day I had to dig out the shovel again.
Yeah,
so that's whatever.
Just can't win.
That's all right.
Sunny Canada. Ah, well, spring will be here at some point. I see that Mount CFRC has rematerialized out front of the studio too. So you've got to love that that it's still there. And I saw a giant fox today. I was telling Vinny earlier. Like the size of a dog. It was huge. Just walking around Berry Street, minding its own business.
Oh, just doing the thing.
Doing his thing. Yeah.
I have to say, this past weekend, there was, I don't know, probably a dozen turkeys that held up Centennial over by Costco.
Oh, yeah. They're all over that area.
So you drive around, you think there's a school bus up ahead, right? Because you're like, the traffic is so backed up, and you're just like stuck behind the school bus that's taking, doing its thing.
Yeah.
And then you realize you get up there, and there's just a dozen turkeys that are just confused by the weather as we are.
Just hanging out, being weird. But then if you hit a turkey, you get to take it home, and then you don't have to go to Costco for your meats.
Oh. That's
some organic turkey.
Jeff,
that's a goose.
The wheels are spinning here.
Yeah.
Simone, anything else fun happened with you this past week?
No, just hanging out.
Cool.
Just hanging out with the family.
You didn't watch the Deathstalker remake?
I think I missed that.
You did? Oh, man. More on that later, I guess.
Please do share.
Well, we better get back to the tunes, though. Enough of my yammering, I suppose.
Yeah, let's play some music. I feel like moving my feet. What do we got?
We're going to get some new Weird Nightmare.
Okay.
They're Canadian. I think they're out of Montreal. I could be wrong about that, but they got a new song.
They're out of Napanee.
That's right. Everything good comes out of Napanee. This one's called Pay No Mind by Weird Nightmare right here
on CFRC 101.9 FM.
I'm so, I'm so, I'm so, I'm so through. you, some sort of punker?
Huh?
God, I hate punkers. Especially bald ones with green makeup. Wear masks over ugly faces. Ooh.
To CFRC and the campus and community radio at Queens University. Much love to everybody. Much love to all the Nehruvians listening. Peace.
Nickname on air.
That's your roller derby
name. Dance name.
That's also the name of a brand new band out of Lethbridge, Alberta, Sparkle Blood, with their new track In Real Life.
What is real life anymore?
What even is music, man?
There's nothing.
My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
And I'm Vinny, and I'm just catching up on the wonderful world of all things Kingston. And you know, I was just on my way in town this morning, and I realized it almost seems week after week that entire Princess Street just keeps, like, new buildings just show up out of nowhere
all the time.
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
What's happening? I don't even know where I am half the time. I, like, literally pulled over to take a phone call on, like, I don't know, let's say Mac Donnell.
Oh yeah, right?
You pull over down the side of the off Princess Street. And then I get, 20 minutes on the phone, then I take the phone off, and then I get back in the road. But I'm looking around, I'm like, just out of sorts, being like, where am I?
Yeah.
Everything's
happening up at Mac Donnell.
It's just too quick. I can't stand it. And then I saw that they're opening more bike lanes up the other end of town.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's lots going on in this city.
City on the grow, my man. City on the grow. We love it here in Kingston, Ontario. So much.
You get terrible rhyming skills.
They're fine. They're okay. That's all right. Look, before Sparkle Blood, we had a new song from a band called Squeeze with Why Don't You. We also had King Tough with Stairway to Nowhere, another new one. Check out the music video.
It is something.
It is pretty good. Mm-hmm. And then we opened her up with Weird Nightmare out of Tirana with Pay No Mind.
Tirana.
You know what you can't get in Tirana? You can get a lot of great food in Tirana.
Sure can.
Can't get Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Yeah, our glorious sponsor. This time of the program, our tumblies are getting rumbly.
Oh, yeah. Not anymore.
Not anymore.
Not anymore for Vinny. Vinny's full.
Did you sojourn to the breakfast nook?
I have found my way into the little nook in which we call the breakfast nook.
Breakfast nook.
And so this morning I was gifted a wonderfully fresh carrot oat muffin.
Ooh.
And I mean, thing is, like, if I ever see a carrot muffin or carrot cake on a store like Costco or I ain't doing it, but like they're always amazing, and those ones when they're fresh and they're still soft and warm in the middle and crispy on the edge.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Sign me up all day, baby.
Totally. Mm. We can get your
what's the secret, Jeff?
The secret is a young woman named Erin who is the baker extraordinaire. She comes in very early, pumps out the muffins. If you're walking by Old Farm at Clergy and Berry Street, put your nose in the air. Mm-hmm. Take a whiff because it's going to smell just delicious.
When you walk by, was it 204 Berry Street? That's you just start yelling, Aaron, thanks for the muffins.
What do you got today, Aaron? You
know, where's the goods? Yeah. Throw me some goods.
Exactly. They open at 8 a.m., but if you're there before, just yell. She might yell profanities back, but then maybe she'll throw a muffin at you. Who knows?
What's the? I noticed that you had a half a piece of pizza out there.
I'm still working on it.
You're working on it. You started that last week. So what kind of pizza do we got?
Today, well, that was yesterday's slice. Triple ham, baby.
Ooh, yeah. That's a very Easterish type of slice.
Yeah.
Easter pizza.
It was smoked ham, pepperoni, and salami with some roasted red peppers.
Ooh. So, that sounds like, that sounds good.
Melted cheese and coffee in the morning. Good luck, you guys.
That's why, now you know why I chose the quarantine booth.
Yeah, that's right. I'm so sorry, Simone.
What's cooking at Old Farm Fine Foods these fine days?
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Well, I've had some delicious maple syrup.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Have you finished that bottle yet?
Almost, man.
Oh, my God. Just chugging it down the street.
Just chugging it down. I'm just there by myself in my apartment, chugging it down.
I knew you would.
So worth it.
Living your best life.
Yes.
Nice. What are your favorite, like, maple syrup adjacent recipes? Do you use it like...
Well, do you know what I do? There's this flower called hibiscus. Have you ever heard of that?
Oh,
hibiscus flower?
Totally.
Okay, so I boil that.
And really?
Yeah, I boil it, and then you get this kind of, I don't know.
Like a tea, almost.
Like a tea liquid. And then I pour the maple syrup in there.
Cool.
Yeah,
nice.
So they do.
Excellent.
I think you should call it maple syrup.
Maple.
Maple.
Right? Yeah, that's right.
I know that it's a lot of work boiling sap and, collecting it and making maple syrup. And this weather, it's flowing. It's flowing huge. Linda from Salmon Run Sap House told me it's a record-breaking year.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, she's exhausted.
Super syrup.
But that's fine. I don't mind her being exhausted because it means we get more delicious syrup.
It's good.
So sorry, Linda. Keep at it.
Keep working, Linda. Syrup. We're needing our sugar.
Absolutely.
The maple syrup.
What about you, Jeff? What's the number one thing you use syrup on?
Big fan of putting it in coffee in the morning instead of sugar. Okay. I think I really enjoy that. Mm-hmm. I do like incorporating it into some sort of sweet potato squash dish.
Oh,
if you mash up a roasted butternut and some yams, you throw in a drizzle of syrup and you just...
Can you explain to our audience of university students what a yam is?
A yam, otherwise known as a sweet potato. But they're different, though. I think a yam is technically different than a sweet potato, but they're like the same thing.
Whatever. Tomato, tomato, right?
Yeah. Hey, it's tomato, and you learn that.
Really?
But and then ice cream, of course. You got to throw some maple syrup on some ice cream. It's fantastic. It's the best. Fair.
You know what I did? I also put it in Greek yogurt.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
okay.
I put it in Greek yogurt. That was something.
Right.
Yeah, it was good.
Nice. I like it. So... One of my favorite things is I like to like breakfast sausages.
Oh yeah,
dip that in, like any type of sausage, but especially breakfast sausages. Just slit it up right in there, syrup.
I notice you're wearing an amazing button down today. Does it have a pocket? Does it have a breast pocket?
No,
oh, it doesn't.
Because
that's the sausage link pocket.
No,
you put your sausages in there.
You don't.
Then you don't get your fingers greasy.
Go about your day until you're done eating. You eat and then you leave.
No,
you
put
your pocket for later.
It's efficient, is what it is. What food do you have in your pocket, Simone?
No.
Empty your pockets. I know you guys. I can't be the only one with Skittles in my pockets. It's all about efficiency. So you want to get down to our sponsors at Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
And live your most efficient life. Whatever they have, put it in your pockets. Also at Old Farm. We're on Queen's University campus, and it's exam period. Students, undergrads are on a bit of a break, slash exams are starting to ramp up. So frozen pre-made dinners, they're on the docket right now.
I thought you were going to say margaritas. Like, you're just making just pre-packaged margaritas.
What you do is you take the turkey pot pie slice, you put it in your blender, get your salt on your rim, all that stuff. No, it's, turkey pot pies are big right now. Lasagnas are big right now. There's a bevy of curries. We got veggie curry. We got chicken curry. All frozen, all ready, so that you don't have to worry about cooking. You just have to worry about the important things, like how to bribe your professor to give you good marks.
And
you bribe them with curry.
How to get wonderful chocolate milk. Are we well stocked on the chocolate milk?
Oh, we're stocked, baby.
Good, because I'm going to get some.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah. It's the best. It's fueling the Queens hockey team. So there's that.
That's that was last night. No. I think there was a Queens football game last night.
There was a Queens football scrimmage last night.
Scrimmage.
Yeah. Jesse was telling me it was like a sort of an exhibition game, offense versus defense.
Oh, it's a game. You ask them. Oh, it's really? A game. It's a Super Bowl.
I'm excited because if he comes in today, we get to ask him about it. But he's going to talk about it on his Indie Wake Up show on Friday because it's Jesse's 100th episode, I believe.
Oh, wow.
100.
Yeah. 100.
100 episode. There we go. Yeah.
So I'm out.
We're done. It's time to get back to the tunes. We got about, it's 8:45, and then after 9, we're going to talk about sports.
We got a few things we can loop up on the sports world and get ready for the summer of sports.
Oh, World Cup, FIFA World Cup. Are they going to get those bleachers done in time?
No, standing room only.
Standing room only. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
And I'm Vinny.
And we got a new track from Bluegrass King and world famous jerk Steve Martin. This is Allison Brown and Steve Martin with New Cluck, Old Hen, right here.
He hates those cans.
Yes. Yes. That's why they pay him the big bucks, Simone. He's going to take your job.
Oh, dear.
Waiting right here.
On CFRC 101.9 FM.
Thank you. That was my favorite tune by the great Stephen Hawking. Now here's a new version of an old song. It's called The New Cluck Old Hen, and it is entirely fictional. 1, 2. Oh, drink all night, sleep all day. Let me tell you how I got this way. Married and happy as a whippoorwill, till I met Loretta at the Red Cat Grill. I left my wife, I left my kin. Now she nags at me like a cluck old hen. Cluck old hen, cluck old hen. Nags at me like a cluck old hen. Spin, cluck old hen, cluck old hen. She pecks at me like a cluck old hen. Fix the gate, where you been? Your paychecks come in short again. Cluck old hen, cluck old hen. Angel's face with Satan's grin. In Roanoke, she sold my car, she got my friends. All I have for dinner is a cluck old hen.
Mac's wife. Cluck, cluck, cluck like a cluck old hen. Cluck old hen, cluck old hen. Nag, nag, nag like a cluck old hen. Cluck old hen, cluck old hen. Cluck, cluck, cluck like a cluck old hen. Cluck old hen, cluck old hen. Angel's face with Satan's grin. Angel's face with Satan's grin.
Thank you, Della May, the great Alison Brown, and me, I'm Seth Warren.
Hey, this is Laura Jane Grace from Against Me, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston.
Greetings, loved ones. This is DJ Nasty Nexus coming to you live and direct from CFRC 101.9. I'm here to bring you the goods from my new show, Classless Radio, airing every Friday night at 11 p.m. I'll be giving you hits and hidden gems all the way from jazz to blues and hip-hop and R&B. Music from the soul that everybody needs. Hop on my wavelengths and get right with the kid to kick off your big weekend. Stay tuned.
Hey, this is Ewan.
And this is Ryan.
And the Sheepdogs. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston.
Sign up now to take over CFRC's airwaves for free. CFRC 101.9 FM invites all Queen's University